took part in the march morning to enable engineers to undertake repair work on the bridge, which will take 24 months to complete. The director of bridges at the Ghana Highway Authority, Owusu Setri Inji, tells Radio Ghana provision has been made for ferry services to carry passengers and vehicles across the river. However, this comes at an increased cost to commuters. Motors will be required to pay 1 cedi, saloon cars 10 cedis, 12 cedis for urban buses, 15 cedis for light and 33-seater buses, and 20 cedis for long buses such as Metro Mass Transit buses for the ferry. Mr. Entry spoke with Samuel Essa.
We're looking at 6 a.m.
Is this the first time you are closing the Adome Bridge for that length of time?
This is the first time closing the Adome for that length of time, that's correct.
What has necessitated this?
In 2008, we had a major defect with the bridge. We did some remedial works, but those remedial works were temporary remedial works. Now what we intend is to have a remedial works permanently. The major rehabilitation involves the replacement of the entire deck. When I say the deck, I mean the part that vehicles move on. They replace the entire deck and then the hangers. The hangers are the ropes that you see hanging or holding the deck.
Provisions have been made for people who ply that road.
The government, with the help of the Austrian government too, has purchased two ferries. These ferries are Senchi. Now they are plying between Senchi and Old Accra. So vehicles, pedestrians, who were initially using the Adome Bridge will now have to use the ferry services that we are providing.
Can the ferries carry a number of passengers and vehicles at a time adequately?
The ferry can carry up to about 10 Kia trucks. It's quite a big ferry. And there are two normal ferries over there, so we don't have problem with the carrying of passengers and buses. The only difference between this and the bridge is that with the bridge, saloon cars were paying 50 pesos, pickups and cross countries were paying 1 cedi, and so on and so forth. But with the ferry system, the charges are going to change. They are going to be a little bit higher than what they were paying on the bridge. With the ferry system, motorbikes will be asked to pay 1 cedi. Saloon cars, tricycles, they will have to pay 10 cedis. Pickups, cross-country vehicles, urban buses will pay 12 cedis. Light buses, 33-seater buses, Kia trucks will pay 15 cedis. VIP, MMT buses, that's Metro Mass Transport buses, and double S tipper trucks, they will pay 20 cedis.
Boarding the ferry must come with some safety measures. Has this been taken care of?
We have people who direct them on what to do, how to get onto the ferry, and how to behave on the ferries. We have people on board who will be directing passengers and vehicles.